Welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast, and a very happy Veterans Day to you today. If you're a veteran and served our country, we thank you. Anyway, this episode is, well, it's just for you. So don't tell anyone. Here it is, the Anything Goes Inside podcast, number 43.
All right, everybody.
Welcome to the Anything Goes Inside podcast from our new studio.
Which we're currently squatting in.
Yeah, it's not ours, but we've taken it over. And remote from the speaker room and compound, we got Missy Bledsoe.
Hi!
Melissa Bledsoe, we're Skyping her in. Actually, we're FaceTiming her in.
Yeah.
I see she's eating some breakfast or something.
A muffin. Banana. With walnut.
Ooh, top of the muffin to you. Mm-hmm. So what did you do last night, Missy?
Well, it took me 2 hours to get home from work yesterday.
2 hours?
Yeah, I took the back way because it was a wreck on 85.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard traffic's really bad around here.
So we got home and made some dinner. I had some grilled mahi-mahi.
You guys make the best dinners.
Yeah, you guys make like five-star restaurant food.
Ryan's a good cook. And then we had some broccoli, and now I'm having a muffin for breakfast.
And then a sensible dinner.
Yep.
Is there anything you can't do?
No. I am Wonder Woman.
So what else we got? While we're here.
Cool.
What else do we need to tell the people since we haven't been around in like a couple of weeks? There's a lot of stuff to catch up on.
Yeah, most of what so has been MIA for a little while. Sadly.
Yeah, my apologies.
No.
I'm a busy lady.
I understand.
So, understood. What is new in Missy's life, I guess we should ask, since last we spoke?
Well, home renovations.
Oh, that's right. You're laying down some wood on your floors.
Yep. We're laying some wood, and should be done this weekend, I hope.
Is that the biggest part of your renovation?
No, the door was, I think.
Yeah. What else are you going
to do? I got to pack this weekend for my awesome trip to the Dominican.
Oh, woo!
Yay!
Have you practiced any of your Spanish for that?
No, I haven't. Ryan said he's really good with communicating with Mexicans, so he thinks we'll be
So it translates to Dominicans. It's the same language.
Yes, apparently. We'll see.
Really good with communicating with Mexicans.
I'd love to hear how that goes.
Communication.
Now, you're going to be there for a week, right?
Wednesday to Monday.
Man.
So not quite a whole week, but enough. Hopefully enough time in the sun.
Now, Missy, I don't know if you can notice. Our audience can't because we're an audio podcast. But Justin and I are basically wearing the same clothes.
We are. We chose to wear a navy blue shirt.
And a red hoodie.
Yep.
Oh, with jeans. I'm still wearing the same shirt I wore to work yesterday, so I'm happy.
Good for you.
But you look cute together. That's awesome.
Thanks.
As Justin touches me inappropriately.
Yeah, totally.
I can't help myself.
About you, he touches himself.
I don't want anybody else. So, I was asking you guys yesterday if you were, extreme close-up.
Missy just went extreme close-up on us. Whoa! Extreme close-up!
And I was asking you guys yesterday, if you, in your own life, were going to teach a class, what class would you guys teach?
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Because it's like, you know, what am I good enough at that I could teach a class on it?
Being a true G.
Okay. That's definitely a Missy.
G101.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a radio station.
I want to see the syllabus. The syllabi.
Now, G101. If you're going to be a true G, let's just go over this one real quick. What would be included in this class? Like, how to, like, clothing to wear, what music to listen to.
Clothing, language.
Language. Okay. Language.
I think language barrier is a true discrepancy with the G-ness of the world.
Of the world, yeah.
I understand. I mean, you gotta think about all the terms that you don't understand, you know?
Yeah.
Get much lingo and slang.
Yeah.
Like twat.
You can't be a true G if you don't call someone a twat every once in a while.
Exactly.
Now, if I want to be a true G, would that also include like an automotive part of the... Will it be like an automotive part of the training? Like, you know, how to G up your car, like with rims? Would you need rims?
That would be the second class, and it's called Like a G6.
That's so a mechanical class. G101 is a prerequisite for G6, though.
Oh, you need G101. Yeah. You need the credits before you can do that.
You need the cred, is what they call it. Oh, yeah.
You don't get credits, you get cred. I'm sorry, you need 20 cred to graduate?
Exactly. Okay, class. I'm going to have a special speaker today. Snoop Dogg is here to join us.
Snoop Lion. Now, Snoop Lion. These days.
Yo, so.
Yeah, he's reincarnated, I thought.
Yeah, he got reincarnated as Snoop Lion, which is bullshit. I don't like that.
I don't know how that happens. How do you go from dog to lion?
You don't.
You don't?
That's horseshit.
He retired from being a true G.
From the game, I guess.
Can you retire from being a true G? Or is it like once you're a true G, you can?
You can retire. Huh. I would say so. That's when you become a big hippie, I think.
Which he is now. He's like a...
Yeah.
He's like a Rastafarian guy or whatever. He's like...
Yeah.
He's down in... you might see him. He's down in that area, the Dominican.
Yeah, I might see him when I'm down there, right?
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, we're moving.
We have an aerial view.
Yeah, we have an aerial view of the compound.
I don't know what class I would teach or what I'm most qualified to teach. I would probably do something like pretending like I'm listening. Like a class on how to bullshit your way through conversations. I'm really good at that.
Pretending like I'm listening.
Yeah.
You are really good at that, Justin.
Like, I'm really acting like I'm understanding, but really it's way over the head. Yeah.
Oh, that's a very important class.
It is an important class, especially for other classes.
Yeah. What would the test be?
You have to listen for certain keywords in a conversation. So the teacher's going to go up to the front of the class and deliver a speech, and you have to listen for keywords. And if you caught any of the keywords... You fail. You have to not listen to anything. So, like, she's going to be saying, in 1780, the ship called the Boston fucked your mom inside the Baltic. Fucked your mom. I don't know. So you got to try not to hear that.
Interesting.
Those are the rules. I'm just talking about this class that I'm going to be teaching.
It's a tough class.
What would you teach, Carlos?
I've been thinking about it, and I'm not really sure what... Spanish?
That'd be good. Salsa.
Latino 101. How to be a true Latino?
You wouldn't know how to. You would know how to
be a true Latino.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't know anything about that.
I'll bring my brother in. Special guest.
Special guest.
Harold. I met Howard Wiseman. It's his birthday. I'd like to give a shout out.
Yeah, fan of the podcast.
Actually, this is his birthday. I don't know. Yeah, friend of the podcast. I don't know if he's
he's probably not a fan. He's just a friend of it. No, Carol's could teach how to play the drums. you are a talented drum person. You could teach. I don't know.
Exactly.
How to make your friends dress like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or how to be an awesome supervisor.
There's that. Thank you, Miss Easy.
How to change tires in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Well, it was 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, I can do a, yeah, I can do a thing on changing tires.
Vehicle maintenance, really.
Vehicle maintenance. It goes hand in hand with the True G6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta know how to take care of your shit if you want to be a true G.
And you gotta keep it the hardest.
Mm-hmm. Always keeping that shit hard, Carlos.
Uh-oh, hold on. Justin is undressing.
I'm stripping.
Oh, yeah. Let's see that ugly shirt you have on.
The Notre Dame. Fighting, fighting Irish. What does that say? 1842? Is that when...
That's the last time we won a game.
Fair enough.
1842.
Right.
It was a good year.
Who are you guys playing tonight?
Arizona State.
Who's Michigan State playing tonight?
Ohio State.
Ohio.
By the time we upload this, both those games will have already been played.
Predictions?
I'm going to go Notre Dame, of course.
Wow.
Of course he would. I'm going to go Arizona State.
That's awful. Well, now I'm going to pick Ohio State. Now I'm going to pick against what I thought.
I didn't expect anything other from you, Justin.
Oh, this is fun.
So now that we're on the weekend, we're like right smack in the middle of our weekends.
We really are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend, Missy? Did we already discuss it?
I don't think we did.
No.
Oh, that's right. Laying your wood.
Packing and wood laying.
Have you guys ever noticed how much Matt Groening looks like Bob Seger? Where was that page?
Oh, yeah.
They look exactly alike.
I was flipping through my...
When did that happen?
My Rolling Stone magazine.
Nice.
Bob Dylan's on the cover.
Bob Dylan.
Of course. Sex man.
For the 100th time, I'm sure. How many times do you think Bob Dylan's been on the cover of Rolling Stone? 90?
Two, three.
Just two or three? That's just as many as Justin Bieber. That doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem good. Matt Groening, creator of The Simpsons, looks just like Bob Seger.
Here's Bob Seger.
Oh, Jesus, he does.
Yeah. He looks like Matt Groening. You remember, weren't you, Missy, didn't you use an IC, Bob Seger?
Yeah, we did. Like a rock, baby. Like a rock.
Like a rock.
Oh, like a rock.
And he looks like the creator of The Simpsons.
He does.
It's like a side job.
Old time rock and roll.
But he's not rocking it hard.
No, is he? Bob Seger is not the hardest.
Not now.
No.
Maybe at one point it was like a rock.
Back when he was doing cocaine, you could probably...
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
The Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah.
Now, are you a fan of Weird Al Yankovic, Missy?
Absolutely. He's the only Jew that I like.
Here's Weird Al with Jack Black.
Oh, awesome.
Another one of your favorites from Nacho Libre.
I love Jack Black.
But I always get Jack Black confused with, not because of they look the same, Jack White, yeah, Jack White because of the name.
White.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both named Jack, Carlos. That's an awesome observation you made.
Here's Bob Seger.
Oh, nice.
It was actually Matt Groening.
Everyone was always wondering why the Simpsons were yellow. It's because Matt Groening's actually yellow. That's
true story, everybody.
He's just a yellow person. He didn't know anything else.
So
I watched some South Park last night.
Which one?
Freemium. Something about freemium gaming.
Oh, I heard that they were going to do an episode kind of trashing how you get the game for free, but then you have to pay more money as you go.
Yeah.
How was it?
And
I didn't see the episode.
It was good. He was collecting these coins to rebuild Canada. It was awesome.
Rebuild Canada.
Would you want to rebuild Canada?
Sure, absolutely. Let's rebuild it.
I think we should just suck it back into the U.S.
Yeah, I think so, too. But in the show, they were talking about how they wanted to be just like Michigan.
Oh, so really? I like how like Matt Stone and Trey Parker, like how they just seem to like hate Canada for some reason. I don't think either of them are from Canada.
They're not?
No.
Where are they from?
Colorado.
Really?
I don't know. That's where South Park takes place.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, Cartman has like a Denver Bronco helmet lamp.
That's true, he does.
I never really paid attention. Well, and I don't really watch that show that much, so I guess maybe that's why.
It's a really fun show.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a good one. I like it.
So, I'm going through my magazine here, and there's a couple of things that are freaking me out. Because here's a, under the shop, they're selling some pills, and one of the pills is called a ball refill.
A what?
Yeah, a ball refill.
It's male.
It's a male enhancement to refill your balls.
Wow, with semen?
I guess that's the idea of them.
Here's another one that's called the chainsaw, which is an extreme sexual stimulant. Here's one called...
I don't want my dick to turn into a chainsaw.
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
Here's one called Wrecking Balls.
Miley Cyrus style.
That's what she was singing about.
Oh, and this one...
It's a sexual supplement called Wrecking Balls.
This one's a male enhancement called the Black Snake.
Ooh. That's for the African-American people, I do believe.
For the white people trying to be African-American
people. It's $39.
Jeez.
It says it increases your size. Well, here we go. The chainsaw, the extreme sexual stimulant, is for male hardness. It's to keep it the hardest.
Nice. It's to keep it the hardest. Yeah, it's to keep it. That's awesome.
You gotta try to keep your shit the hardest.
You gotta keep your shit the hardest, man.
But why would you want to produce more semen? I don't get that one.
Yeah, I don't get that one either. I don't understand what the...
Say you're booked for 3 films in one day. You gotta come packing. You but don't wanna.
This is such a niche market then.
Oh yeah, I mean, this is specifically for it's pornography.
Like, yeah, it's not like you or I are gonna go. I'm not filming 3 movies at one time that I know of.
You might
That's crazy. What if they just want more supple balls?
Ball action.
I don't know. I don't think women are looking at how the suppleness of the balls.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I think that's very important.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to reach back there and you want to feel some suppleness. Like, that's...
Like, comforting? Or, like...
You want to feel warm and soft.
And welcoming?
Yeah.
And shaven.
And fluffy and puffed up.
Fluffy.
If those glands are empty, then they're just going to, like, skin.
That'd be like a raisin. Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I can see your point.
Yep. You want the fullest you can be. This is fun. I'm gonna start subscribing to the Rolling Stone.
It just freaks me out because now, like, if my balls are bigger, it's taken away from the size of my junk, and now.
That's true.
That's true, but I think it's gonna be okay. Especially if someone's like surfboarding you, because then your balls are involved. So big balls are good.
What's surfboarding? Okay, we're gonna hold on. All right, hold on. Collect your thoughts. I'm gonna try to give like a preview to surfboarding really quick.
Okay.
All right. So, do 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 do. You know what that sound means? Melissa Bledsoe is about to teach us a new sex position. This one's called surfboarding. Take it away, Melissa.
Okay. The male body is the surfboard. You lay on your back.
Okay.
The lady is facing your feet.
Okay.
Sitting on you like a surfboard.
Okay, I gotcha.
But here's where it gets the best part. It's supposed to sit up at a 90-degree angle. 90-degree. So, her butt is this way.
Okay.
So, apparently, I have yet to try it, but apparently it works really good. Beyonce and Jay-Z use it all the time.
So, okay. So, it's a surfboard before you actually, like, jump up and surf. Like, at no point during the sex, during the lovemaking, you stand up on your man.
Yeah, it's like when you're just
when you're paddling. Okay, you like you don't stand up on your partner.
No, there's no standing on this ride.
This is fun. So, this has been a Melissa Bledsoe sexual position moment.
Okay, I'm done, so you can finish your song.
Do 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 do, Melissa sexual positions.
What's you?
That's the end of the song.
That was great.
By Ball Refill.
That was great.
So can I start calling you Black Snake now, Carlos?
Sure.
I'm going to. I was planning on it.
I'm
going to
get a tattoo that says that. Black Snake Moan.
I started taking these pills and then started tying up white chicks.
Yeah. As a side effect.
As a side
effect. My side effects. You may tie up white chicks.
May tie up white chicks. May start talking like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
You might be in every other movie.
He is in a lot of movies.
A lot of movies.
What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with that? Oh, we're moving. Missy's taking us somewhere.
Where are we going?
We are going to the car for a second.
Cool.
Look, it looks like she's outside the car, yet we are inside the car.
That's true. If you're...
It looked like we were a ghost. That was very weird. We were right through it.
God, we were inside of her car.
Yeah, I'm going to put you guys in my trunk if you don't shut up.
We'll scream for help.
Hey.
Exactly.
Not if I put you on mute.
So, I was listening to this podcast and they were mentioning Home Alone and it made me think of Missy, of course. Now, they were talking about how if any of the things that, what's the kid's name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin.
Any of the
Kevin
things.
Kevin McAllister.
Is that his, McAllister?
Yep.
Like the deli?
Yep, exactly like the deli.
So, any of the things that Kevin McAllister would have done in the movie to people would have actually killed them.
Absolutely. Could you imagine slipping and sliding all over a bunch of fucking Hot Wheels?
Yeah, or like getting a paint can to your face?
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. I'm not understanding how...
And stepping on a nail?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ooh, and yeah, you need a tetanus shot at least.
Yeah. Is it tetanus or is it like hepatitis? Which one is it?
I don't know. Justin? Do you care to weigh in?
It's tetanus.
He says it's tetanus. No, he's not sure.
Tetanus.
I've had to have a tetanus shot before. Like
have you?
A couple times.
Don't those things hurt?
Yeah, they hurt. They suck.
You gotta put them in your arm, and it, like your arm's like all hurty for a while. Hurty.
Like the back of your arm where it's tender.
I can't remember the last time I've gotten a shot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I might be overdue.
I got an Ebola shot the other day.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I shot of
Ebola. Who's passing out shots of Ebola?
Walgreens.
Walgreens?
Yeah.
Walgreens is a terrible company.
Had it imported from Peru.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, this is going great.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think I think we've got a pretty good one here. Melissa, do you want to sign us off?
No, I think you should do the honors.
You built the suspense up, like I thought you were going to say something really cool, and then nope.
I don't know. Everybody, stay warm.
Stay warm out there.
Stay warm.
It's a cold one.
It's getting cold.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Refill your propane.
Refill your balls while you're at it.
And your balls with new and improved. Wrecking Balls. Yeah. Wrecking Balls sexual supplement.
No, it's just ball refill.
Ball refill. All right.
They should have one called, like, Boulder Balls.
Oh, I like that.
And they're made in Boulder, Colorado.
Of weed.
All right.
People want big, heavy balls.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.